Chart-topping British pop icon Gabrielle has thrilled us with Dreams, Rise, Out of Reach, Give Me a Little More Time and More in a career spanning over 3 decades. Can't believe I'm saying that. Selling in excess of 5 million records in the UK alone with 30 singles, 8 studio albums, including 5 top 10 and the number one Rise. And the London singer-songwriter is a 2-time Brit Award, Mobo Awards and Ivor Novello Award. I could go on all day, couldn't I? 2023 30 Years of Dreaming tour was such a huge success. She's heading back out on her biggest ever UK tour, The Hits Live 2025, performing 30 major dates, including new shows, which have been recently added due to demand. There'll be full dates on this post. It'll be a celebration of all her biggest hits, as well as music from her 2024 latest album, A Place in Your Heart. Well, my name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, I'm delighted to say my special guest today is the one and only Gabrielle. How's things?
Hello, darling. Things are good with me. What about you?
Always lovely to catch up with you. I'm really excited about this. The 2023 tour was amazing, but this is going to be bigger, even better, but bigger stages as well. The It's Life 2025, I think it's, like we've said, your biggest yet. What can fans expect of these shows, and how does it feel to be playing such huge venues, including the O2?
Oh my God, how does it feel? It feels spectacular. I mean, what you can expect is, you know, again, I've got a great live band who I wouldn't be anywhere without them because they are incredible. You know, I'm coming to you with The Hits, songs that people have known me for all these decades, and also adding to that old songs and new songs from, you know, the new albums and the albums across the ages. So just really looking forward to going out there and having a fun time with my audience. And before I go on stage, we've got Tunde from the Lighthouse family, who's going to be opening up the show and just giving people an amazing time with his incredible voice and incredible music. So I'm just really excited about all that. And the idea of now, the prospect of being on a larger stage, very scary, but there's a book out there, I forgot the author, but the title is Feel the Fear, But Do It Anyway. And that's my mindset right now. Really excited to be doing this and trying to just focus on the matter in hand, which is just have a lot of fun, regardless of how big the stage is. But just know that my audience are my main focus and for us just to have a party.
Do you know what? I can't believe that you're going to have any fear at all, because you've done thousands of shows. You're amongst people who love you. I mean, surely yeah. This is not fear at all, is it? Is it just another night at the office?
You know something? I will be treating it like, it doesn't even feel like an office. It just feels like the office party then. Just really having a great time. And yes, I always get fearful. And then I remember in the olden days, you'd literally have to push me on stage. And up until a few years, it was still like that. But now I get on and it's hard to get me off. So as much as when I think about it, I'm like, oh my God, this is way bigger than what I'm used to. But just really excited to be given the opportunity to just go out there and do what I love doing and have done for over 30 years. So just really excited just to be doing more of the same, but with more people.
I'm just going to remind us of some of the big hits in terms of Dreams, Rise, Out of Reach, Give Me a Little More Time, When a Woman, Walk On By, Forget About the World, Going Nowhere. These 17 duet as well, if you ever.
Yeah.
All amazing tunes that have stood the test of time. What do you think makes your music connect so deeply with people, even decades later?
Do you know something? It's a weird thing. If I think about it, I never find the answer, but I know that the songs I've written that have been mine have been my authentic self. The songs I've covered, like with E17, it was the Shy cover of If You Ever, which up until recently, my son, bless him, was like, Mum, I always thought that was your own. And I'm like, no, that was a cover with E17. So really just loving the fact that the songs I've done have been songs that have resonated with people for whatever reason. And I mean, I know things about my own personal experiences that I put into songs and resulted in songs like, you know, Rise, Sunshine, and different songs. But when it comes to doing the covers, the songs that we've covered, Walk On By, for example, If You Ever, people just love them. And I think that when you're just singing these songs and having fun with them, people can feel that and they want to be a part of that. And I've just been fortunate, and the fact that, years later, people are still loving these songs. And, for example, I didn't have If You Ever in my repertoire of songs for many years, and then we dropped that in 2023 on the last tour, and people loved it so much. It was like, okay, it's time. Even my son was like, Mum, you need to bring that song back. And so I've just been having a lot of fun. And I guess that while people still want to come and hear these songs and see me perform and be a part of it, then I'll just keep going for as long as people want me around.
No, that's wonderful to hear. And you know what? The simple answer to for me is why people decades later still love your music is because you write great songs. They're just
Thank
fantastic
you.
pop iconic songs. Absolutely
Thank
love it.
you.
So, and also, you're still creating great music. Your latest album, A Place in Your Heart, it's been described as classic Gabrielle with a fresh twist. What inspired the record? Now, does it reflect where you are in your career and your life today?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what I love? I love the fact that my producer, Ian Barter, he gets me. He never sees me as, oh, Gabrielle the soul singer. He sees me just as Gabs the singer who, if I love something that he's created, doesn't matter if it's rocky, poppy, or soulful. If I love it, I'm going to jump on it. And you never know what we're going to get. And he never knows. No, I think he knows more than me what we're going to get. And I just love the fact that I just get to write songs to these amazing pieces of music that inspire me and talk to me. Like whenever I hear music that I feel tells a story, I can write a story on it and I'm vibing to it. And this album, that my last album, A Place in Your Heart, was born because Ian Barter gave me such incredible pieces of music, and I'm just able to write to my heart's content. And the songs that came about were just, I love them. And it's hard because I'm going on this tour, I'm going to be giving people the classics, but there's so many songs I want to add, and there's so many songs from that album, but I have albums across the ages. I'm like, there's not enough time to sing all these songs. So I just want to have a lot of fun, but I love the fact that people, were talking about that album like there was a twist. And the twist for me is that whatever people were thinking of me previously as Gabrielle the soul singer, I like to think this album represents the fact that I'm not just soul, but I'm pop and I'm rock and a bit indie and a bit of everything alternative. And I love that. And I think this album for me best summarizes who I am, who I've become over the years. And it's just a breath of fresh air for me to be able to go out and people just appreciate what I'm doing and want to sing along. So yeah, I just feel really excited by it all, and that's what inspires me to keep
Will
writing.
the fans on the night be getting
Oh,
some of the songs from the new album?
100%, 100%. There were songs like Miss You, I'm Sorry. There's a Place in Your Heart, and then there's other songs that there's one. There's so many. I mean, I did the song Mahalia, Good Enough, and then there's a song called Change, which I haven't showcased that yet. But there's so many songs that I want to sing from this new album, and I've been like told, like a naughty child, you can't have it all. And
It's
I'm like, what do
not
you mean?
it's
So
not a
I
bad
want to
pro
do
it's not a bad problem to have though, is
it.
it, when your songbook is so extensive that it's difficult picking which not to sing.
That's the hardest thing, but definitely from this new album, because there's so many songs that I'm proud of, and there's still so many songs that people haven't heard, but I will definitely be showcasing and singing some of the songs of people that were released for the tour in 2025. I'm just excited by it. I hope people will come along and sing,
Oh, I'm
the
sure,
dance.
I'm sure they will. I want to reflect back to one of the real big classic big hits, is that back to 2001 for the song that you wrote for the romantic comedy Bridget Jones, Diary Out of Reach. I mean, what a great song that is, and what a great film it is, and obviously a new, brand new Bridget Jones film just coming out now. So all good things, they stay in picture, in focus, don't they? I just wondered, how did that opportunity come about? And did you have any idea at the time how much it would resonate with audiences, out of
Oh my.
reach?
Yeah, you know what? It was very sneaky, and I love that. I was approached by the head of my label at the time. He gave me a book. I was due to go on holiday. He's like, oh, take this away with you and tell me what you think. So I go on holiday. I'm on the beach in the Caribbean. I'm reading this book, totally in love with the characters. I'm totally in love with Colin Firth's character and Bridget, of course. It was just an amazing book to read. And by the time I got back and was asked, so what do you think of the book? I'm like, loved it. How about writing a song for the movie? I was ecstatic. Nearly, like bit his hands off, like, oh my God, yes, please. So easy to write to that movie. I have a producer, Jonathan Shorten, who did the music for that. He already had composed a piece of music. I already knew what I wanted to write about because the book and the events were still fresh in my mind. And I never knew how big it would be. And I just knew I loved the book. I was excited by the movie coming out. And then by the time it came out and how big and how well received it all was, and then my song, everybody was loving that. It was phenomenal. And all these years later, you know, the different ones that came out to 2025, but they have the new one coming out, you know, on Valentine's Day. It's like, wow. And I am so pleased to have been associated with this. So yeah, that's how it came about. And it's just really crazy,
Brilliant.
but forever happy.
Gabrielle, did you have any feedback ever from the stars like Renée Zellweger or Colin Firth or Hugh Grant?
No, not at all. It's
Well,
like,
it's about time that they told you how brilliant it was. And
I
I think it's probably it's good because it was as big as biggest star of the show than they were.
oh no, I don't know about that, but I do know that I think Colin Firth would be avoiding me like the plague because when I do interviews, I always talk about how much I loved him, and I still talk about it to this day. He's probably like, oh my God, she's over fangirling
Big
about me.
stalker.
Yeah, exactly. Try not to use the word stalker. I've got to say fangirl, but yeah, pretty much.
Well, brilliant. I also just want to mention, obviously, I can't not mention Dreams. Everybody
Yes.
thinks of that. It's such an iconic motivational song. Does it still motivate you?
It really does. You know, something, it's one of those songs that, you know, people talk about their own songs or you hear about other artists not singing the songs that they were renowned for. But me, whenever I sing that song, and I remember, you know, when it first started, why I wrote the song, and, you know, Move a Step Closer, You Know That I Want You. That was me looking at my career and everybody making promises to me. And I was able to write this song because it didn't feel like it was happening. And then to suddenly be catapulted to the top of the charts with a song that I'd written years before as a poem and then turned it into a song, you know, and then to have it resonate with people the way it did and to have the success of it, to this day, I will forever be motivated by and inspired by that song because I never lose, I never get upset or never lose that love for it. I've never lost the love for it, I should say.
Yeah.
Always love singing it. I love the response that it gets whenever people, you know, hear it. And so for me, you know, forever my inspiration because, and I like to think, you know, when I'm singing it, you know, dreams can come true. I wrote that song because of where I was in my life and it didn't feel like my dreams are coming true. And that was me kind of, how would I say, kind of projecting out to the universe what I'd like and via the means of a love song. But,
It's
you know, hearing
interesting though
it,
that I think a
yeah.
lot of people would argue would actually say that it is a pick-me-up song, and you
Yes.
feel the same about it in your own life.
100%, and just knowing that, I remember there were so many things going on relating to that song, even to the point everyone's like, "Oh, why are you bothering that song for?" kind of thing. And the idea that it would be successful, you know, and I persevered even when there were times when I felt like, you know what, maybe I should just give up. But there was the other part of me that was like, "No, why should I give up?" I felt that people were kind of trying to hinder my dreams, but there was that part of me that I was very stubborn. And the fact that I'm here 32 years later talking about a song that potentially was going to be out of my grasp because of, you know, without going into the legal side of things. So I'm forever grateful. Love the song, love what it means to other people. And I know it means I'm still inspired by the sentiment by the behind the song that I wrote. So
And
yeah.
just finally, obviously, this is the UK to the Hits Live
Yeah.
2025. You've got so many greats, as we've said. It's what do you leave out? But when you've written such great hits, do you feel under any pressure? Is it a bit of a blessing or a curse that you've got such a great song? But when you come to the next album, and coming to the next album, what is next?
You know something, with the next album, I'm always writing towards, so I'm always gonna be, I feel like a few steps ahead towards the new album because I'm always writing. I've got loads of stuff. But I never, as much as you can look back and look at what you've done, but this is me here and now. So all the songs, whether it's the last album, which, you know, Place in Your Heart, which was so different for some people, like, oh my God, it's so different. But it's songs that are very me. It's what's in my heart. It's my kind of love of, you know, and how diverse my music is. And I like to think that that's represented in the albums that I've done.
It surely does, Gabrielle. And you know what? I could talk to you all day, and I would love to. We must make time for a longer interview. I just want to finally remind everybody that Gabrielle's UK tour, the It's Live 2025, we're playing 13 dates in April. Tickets on sale now via gigsandtours.com and ticketmaster.co.uk. Full details and dates in this post. Gabrielle, as ever, thank you ever so much for your time.
You're a darling. Thank you very much.